This is Afternoon Programming with L.
Hey, what's going on? This is Afternoon Programming episode 15. It's Tuesday, the 16th of November, when I'm recording this. I don't know why I'm kind of like, you know, saying dates as if I'm trying to document my time for like a patsy or like an alibi. But hey, welcome back. This is actually going to be an episode where it's just me. I'm just talking to myself, really. We're talking to y'all if you're watching this. Usually I have guests on here, but this week I didn't have a guest just because there was a lot going on. But hey, you know, it's good every now and then to go back to just talking to you guys. Let's listen. Thanks for everybody who's been listening, and everybody's been giving me feedback on the guests that I've been having, and everybody's loving it, and it shows by everybody listening and just showing love and support. So I really appreciate y'all. But this episode, I don't know how long it's gonna be. We just gonna go with it and see whatever fucking happens. But yeah, because I do have a few things that I wanted to talk about. But also, side note, there's going to be some future episodes. I'm actually going to start dropping two episodes a week. So usually I drop on a Wednesday, but I think on Saturdays I'm going to drop something. It'll probably be a shorter episode, maybe like something that this might be. So this Saturday you'll probably be getting an episode, but and they might switch back and forth. One might have a guest, another one might have just me, or who knows, fuck it, if I'm doing enough people it might be two episodes where they're both guests. But every now and then you're gonna get just me, so I'm sorry if you were expecting somebody somebody else. But it's just me, it's your boy, it's L, of course. There's like a lot of crazy shit going on. I was at the gym today working out like I usually do, trying to stay fit or trying to get fit or whatever everybody calls it nowadays. But I can tell I've been on social media too much, or I've been looking at screens for too long, because I was just like, there's too much shit going on in the world. And I, you know, you ever get to that point where, like, you know, you're either on social media or like you're watching TV or you're at the gym like I was, and you see the news. It's a lot of just like horrible shit, but really what's new, you know? But it, for me recently, it just felt like a lot of let me not say bullshit, but more so it was just like a lot going on, and I was just like, I don't know how the fuck to take this. But you know, with everything that's going on with like these cases and that whole Kyle Rittenhouse shit, as just like overwhelming, I was just like, okay, I feel a little overwhelmed. I kind of just want to work out. I just want to listen to somebody to make stupid jokes or something like that, so I can forget that some of this shit exists, you know. But it was really crazy because I was just seeing a lot of news. And then it feels like the past few days have also been crazy with all the stuff going on in the news. Like, you know, the whole Travis Scott thing. And not to beat a dead horse, but, you know, it's sad what happened. Because, like, slowly but sure, I think the toll went up to, like, 10. Something like that. It's unfortunate another person was lost. And, you know, I think it's basically kind of died down now. Where, like, you know, when it first happened, there was a big uproar. People were trying to cancel Travis, which I don't think is right. But I understand that they're very emotional, and, you know, people always get upset when stuff like this happens, because they go, this shouldn't happen. This shouldn't have happened, you know? And I understand that. But I think it's unrealistic to think that things like this won't happen. All we can do is try to the best of our ability, to keep them from happening. But, everybody's trying to cancel Travis, and really, to be honest, I think it's a mixture of all three parties. And when I say that, I mean the concert people, the people who set up the stage and stuff like that, Travis, and also the people attending the concert. Because at the end of the day, like, the only reason, well, hold on, let me watch what I'm about to say, because people are about to get fucking upset, and I really don't care. But I want to say this I want to make sure my thoughts are clear. At the end of the day, there were more people there than there should have been, right? That's like one thing that I think we can all agree on. It's even stated, I think it was supposed to house like 30,000, somewhere around there, and then it ended up being like 50,000 or 52,000 or whatever that number is. It was just way more than it was supposed to be, and it was way more than what that space allowed. And because of that, it caused this shit to happen. Because, you know, we were in this fucking pandemic. Everybody was trapped in a house. And, you know, especially kids. And they were just like, I want to go see Travis Scott. And what always happens is, you know, they were like, this is what happens at a Travis Scott show. You do mosh pits, you do crazy shit. And it was just overwhelming, a lot of energy. And unfortunately, people passed away of it because some people, I guess, I don't know if they weren't self-aware or they just, it's hard to fight a wave of people. Like if you're trying to push back, it's not going to be, one person can't push back, you know, 30 people. Like it's just not possible. But it's just very interesting because like that happened. And like, I always like want to know, like, what's the thought process of someone? I'm not saying anybody's right and wrong as to what they believe in. I really don't care at the end of the day. But I was having like a dilemma earlier because like people, I want to know if like this did, in a way, cancel culture, did it exist back in the day? I don't know if it did, but, what I'm trying to say is, what the fuck am I trying to say? I'm trying to say a lot of shit, a lot of shit, but I can't get my thoughts out. People like I was having this dilemma. Like, I don't like when people try to cancel people. I just don't agree with that. It's not something that I am for. I'm very much against it. Because I think, people make mistakes. People make bad decisions. People make wrong decisions. And for people to kind of feel like they are the one to decide, like the judge, jury, and executioner as to who is right and who's wrong, just doesn't sit right with me. You know, it feels like people are drunk with power, and it's never good like that, just because I feel like humans are very corruptible easily. And when someone feels like they have some sort of power to do that to any or whoever they want to do that, just because maybe, you know, some shit doesn't go the way that they like it or they would want it to, you know, it just doesn't sit right with me. So I kind of feel like, you know, it sucks that that happened, but at the end of the day, I kind of feel like this is just more so a learning lesson. Like, we have to be allowed to learn from situations like this in order to try to assure that it won't happen again, because to try to say that this should never happen again, I think is illogical and it's not right. You try to do everything you can to keep from things happening like this, you know, because there's no telling what the fuck can happen. Tomorrow the world could blow up, you know, or like tomorrow a bunch of shit could happen and, you know, someone could take the preventative measures to keep these things from happening, but it's still going to happen, or it'll happen in a different, or something else will happen. You know, you're never ready, really. You try to be as prepared as you can, but you're never really ready. And so, excuse me, it's just very interesting. Like, I kind of feel like this might be the last episode I talk about this damn cancel culture. I'm tired of fucking talking about these motherfuckers. I'm just tired of talking about it. I hear the like, you know, you have that sigh when you kind of given up on something, you know, whether it be you've given up on, you know, enjoying your job or enjoying something, or in, you know, you just kind of have that like, all right, man, it is what it is, whatever, you win, I don't care. But yeah, it's just, I just find it interesting. It just doesn't sit right. And to go back now, I remember where I was going. To go back to what I was saying earlier, I had a dilemma, because whenever this cancel stuff comes up, I'm very against it. I'm not vocal, because at the end of the day, I kind of feel like sometimes social media, there's no value in just saying these words on social media. Because at the end of the day, the real work is more so in the real world. That's where, like, you can actually see change and see shit, you know. Social media can have certain moments like that, but I feel like it's still more effective to do shit in the real world. Or maybe I should say it's more so like there's possibilities of doing stuff on the internet that can affect the real world. But, yeah, real world still, whatever the fuck I said before. And I was having this dilemma because one thing that I don't like in life is I don't like bullies. And sometimes it kind of feels like cancel culture or a bunch of bullies. That's what it feels like. You know, they kind of disguise it and mask it behind we're just trying to do this right thing and make things right. We're trying to get the person who did the wrong thing, but in reality, they're disguising it so that they can bully someone or take it past the point, you know, of being about, you know, holding someone accountable. You know, there's difference between holding someone accountable for something and bullying them and trying to, you know, get this mob of people to like attack this person. And at the end of the day, like, I was having a dilemma with that because I was like, I don't think people should be allowed to do that. It should be more so even. But then I was like, well, wait a second, L, that's me. At the end of the day, I also believe that people should be allowed to say what they feel and have that sort of opinion. But what I think it is more so is that people need to realize that just because you say your opinion, for example, if someone says, I fucking hate Travis Scott and he needs to be canceled, they need to be aware that there's also someone else who has the ability and should have the power to be like, no, you know what? Fuck you for whatever, whatever. And the exchanging of words needs to be allowed. You know, it's the same way when you see people who are like, who are punks and not, let me not say punks, who are the people who I think are like, I don't want to say weak-minded, but they're just like, I'll give you a perfect example. It's just like you see, if you ever seen like a street fight or something like that, and somebody tries to do a sucker punch or something like that, and they feel like, okay, bet, like, or somebody hits somebody and they don't expect anything in return. That's not how that shit works. You know, nobody makes up these rules. This shit is like, it's like off-road fury. This is like, there are no rules here, you know? And, people need to understand that for every, what's that fucking scientific phrase? For every reaction or I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. For every action, there's a reaction or something to that effect. Like, you know, if someone tries to like sucker punch somebody, just know that somebody else might see that and might sucker punch you. And that's a possibility. Or, you know, don't expect to not get hit. And same thing with like social media, you know. You want to say some stuff and be nasty or like, you know, takes it to a certain point. Just know that there's probably someone on the other side who's going to take it further or if not take it to where you're taking it. You know, I just don't like it when people are surprised by that. I'm like, what do you expect? Like, we're humans. You know, do you know about the history and the shit of what we've done in the world so far? A lot of it's not pretty, but it is what it is. We're here now. All we can do is just try to become better. But you know, that's my outlook. There's nothing, you know, too special about it. Like, you know, it's and it, it, you know, and I'm glad we're at this point because, you know, some piece of shit. So I have a dog, you know, me and my partner P, we have a dog. We love her. Her name is Hawk. And you know, we try to train her as best as we can and try to, you know, look up stuff to try to make sure she knows what's, I guess, right and wrong as far as what we would like her to do and what not to do, you know, whether that be, you know, peeing in the house. We prefer her to go outside, barking at night when people are sleeping. That's a no-no. We try to, you know, make sure that she knows that that's not a good thing. And more so like it's better to just, no, let's just lay down, let's chill, da-da-da, play with your toys, whatever. But some piece of shit, like randomly, like I was at work one day, right? I was at fucking work. And some person left a note on the door, on our door. And I got a call from my partner's mother. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? It was just, I'm over here working, doing my job. Not even thinking about nothing, just focused on trying to make sure I can get off work. So that way, I can get off quick because I don't like being at work. I'd rather be at the house and doing what I love to do, being music or whatever it may be. And she called and she was like, you need to do something about this. In this like frantic energy. And I'm thinking, what the fuck happened? What's going on? You know? Do I need to break somebody's arm? Do I need to break somebody's hand? What do I need to do? Do I need to cripple somebody? What's going on? These are the thoughts running through my head, you know? And she was saying, something happened. Somebody left a note on our door, you know, basically talking about our dog or something like that. You know, let's just, you know, that she was being a dog and somebody disagreed with what she was doing as a dog, whatever. So my energy gets hyped up and I'm like, oh shit, what's going on? What's happening? Call my partner, had my partner, like he was all like, you know, very emotional about what's going on. And I saw the note. They just, and to me, the words meant nothing because I don't know this person, you know, it's just a random person just trying to be mean in some shit. You know, trying to say some hurtful shit where basically they were like, yeah, no, there's no such thing as an asshole dog, just asshole owners, which I half agree with. There are some dogs that are mean, naturally. Not all of them are just happy, but, you know, whatever, I digress. Anyway, they left this note and I was like, all right, I got to leave work early. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting upset because I'm like, whoever left this note on the door is making me leave work early so I can go handle this situation. And then now I'm like, okay, well, shit, what am I going to do? What's going to happen? Is there any evidence? Is there any way I can find this person? You know, and basically like, you know, the other side, we all have that side that you kind of, we all have that, like, we have like many sides because we're humans, we're complex, you know, but we have a side that's very logical and very like, okay, this is what we got to do. We got to go through the proper procedures and stuff like that. Some people more so than others. But we all have that sort of like primal side. And, you know, that's the side you got to be careful because that shit can get you in trouble. Because like my first thought was like, oh, well, I'm going to break this dude's hand so he don't write no more notes. You know, I'm going to make fun of him to the point to where they start crying. Like, I'm going to do it like that because they obviously hurt somebody that I cared about. And I'm going to say some hurtful shit and not feel sorry for it, you know, and they can cry all they want. I don't care because you didn't hurt my feelings. You did worse than that. You hurt somebody that I care about's feelings. Anyway, get home. No, we ended up not finding the person, but we kind of think we know who it is because they live in the same complex as we do. Oh man, but I was so worked up and I was like, there was a part of me that was like, that doesn't feel right because one, they were being a pussy and they were being coward because they didn't leave anything like, hey, this is, you know, they didn't do the civil thing or the, what I feel like a civil thing where they kind of knocked on the door. Hey, just want to let you know your dog's been doing this and it kind of kept me up at night or, you know, come talk to me, come talk to us. Because that's going to do better to try to have a conversation versus just leaving a note where you're saying hurtful shit. That's just not how shit works. Now, and then too, because my whole thing is like, you don't come here like now because of what you've done already. You've already messed it up and you've already burned that bridge. Like, I'm quick to forget, but I'm not quick to forgive. And so I was like, okay, like next time I see him, like I'm going to say something or, you know, but I just want to be sure what it is. But I felt weird and I felt wrong because I was like that the way that what they did with leaving that note was kind of like how some people do on social media, where sometimes people don't realize shit can get real, real quick. Like it doesn't take but a few seconds for shit to go real, real quick. And people tend to forget that because we kind of most people who are like that kind of hide behind this whole social media thing. Like they have this persona online versus in real life. And people don't realize shit can flip, you know, and there's a lot of unexpected shit that can happen. And it happens every day in our daily lives. And but I don't know what the person was like. We kind of think we know because we kind of feel like we saw him earlier. And then now I'm like, OK, well, if they say anything else, you know, then that's it. I'm about to badmouth them and I'm about to basically I'm going to bully them because they bullied us type of thing. And so I don't like, what is it? I don't like bullies, but at the same time, I'm going to have to do that because you started it. And this whole eye for an eye, I don't give a fuck. We all going to be blind. I don't care. But, you know, and some of you might be saying, damn, L, like, you know, it ain't got to be like that. You know, you just got to take the high road. But sometimes, man, it's hard to be civil. Like, it's easy to be, what is it? It's easy to be, I guess you can call it prime. I don't know what the fuck it is, but yeah, but anyway, that asshole, it kind of just reminded me of how, like I said, social media, how sometimes people forget that for every action, there's a reaction. I think that's the fucking phrase now that I got it. And so, whatever. I don't give a fuck. That person probably was having a miserable day, or they're just having a miserable life. You know, they didn't get to go to their favorite place to eat, or they didn't get somebody took the last cheesecake or something. I don't know. But yeah, so that shit happened, and it's just very interesting. It just feels like a lot is going on. It's always happening in, you know, the real world. Kind of feels like, Jesus Christ, when the fuck is going to have a moment for, to laugh, you know? But it's just really interesting. Really, really interesting. But anyway, on to more. Oh, you know, no, not one more thing. Like I had, or maybe one or two more things. But anyway, I had this realization. I had to write this down. Hold on 1 second. Let me look at this. Let's see. You know, and then like to kind of stay on this topic because we're still on it, I realized something about myself. Most of the time, so like I'm an introverted person, you would say. Like, you know, I don't mind going out, but I don't need to go out a lot because after a while I get overwhelmed and I need to recharge and be by myself and be with my thoughts. And, excuse me. I realized something about like the way that people handle confrontations on social media. So I actually spoke about this on the last episode of the Not All Here podcast with Jetty, where I was, I'm going to read this paragraph. I don't know if this is going to make any fucking sense, but let's see if this makes sense. I wrote something down with the way people handle confrontation and reactions is this generation's way of learning about conflict resolution. The previous generations just get caught in the crossfire because of their old ways. And the current generation will be in the same position as once they get older and new generations come forth. So what I mean by that is I realize that I kind of feel like a lot of kids are being raised by social media and the internet, you know, because nowadays the next generation kind of like, this is all they know. You know, my generation, we were kind of in the middle. We caught a little bit on the tail end of the boomers and whoever else was before us, millennials. And so we kind of caught the tail end of having no internet or no social media to then, you know, kind of not catapulting, but launching into social media. And now everybody interacts with each other that sometimes, like I had the benefit of having a parent who was involved in my life and them trying to teach me how to be a decent human being and kind of how to be someone who kind of, knows how to talk about stuff that might be difficult to talk about, or just have a conversation and have a conversation where someone might disagree with you about something. But I don't know. I kind of feel like there should be a study done if it's not being done currently, where I kind of feel like a lot of kids nowadays are being raised by the internet, where sometimes you might not have that sort of parent or that brother or that just friend or something to educate them on how conflict resolution works, or also how to kind of be okay with people disagreeing with you, you know? But I say that now I'm thinking about it. It kind of feel like all of these disagreements online are by adults who, you know, who are like in my age range or older, and maybe they just found their way to the internet. I don't know. Maybe this generation of kids just wants to fucking do TikTok videos and do cooking videos or something like that and just have fun with their Roblox or whatever. But I was thinking, I was like, whoa, it's very interesting. Like the way that we kind of learned, or the previous generations learned about being human, conflict resolution, or how to have a conversation about a wide variety of topics evolved into now you kids nowadays. Most of the time, they're kind of probably learning about it via TikTok or just the internet. And now, which I feel like internet, you know, 90% of it's not really good for you. But there's that 10%, hopefully, that some will find and be like, oh, this is not the best way to go about it. Because like this kind of goes into the next thing that I was realizing about myself, that I don't know if anybody else does this. I feel like a lot of introverted people might do it, where most of the time I don't talk to a lot of people about my ideas. Or if I do, it's like maybe under five people that I might discuss just these random philosophical thoughts that I have, because I realize that on social media, most of the time when you kind of put an idea out there, what's the first thing that happens is people pick it apart and they just try to shit on you and be like, this shit sucks. Like, you know, versus like, where me, I'm the type of person that I kind of enjoy having a playground for my thoughts to kind of just go and for me to think about them, kind of experience them and develop them to be to a point where I can be like, okay, this is a good idea, or no, this is a bad idea, and I'm going to stop having this idea. Because like on social media, it's, I want to say maybe it might be 50-50. I don't want to say like 60-40, but most of the time, you know, you might say something and then people kind of are like, what? You're fucking wrong. That's horrible. Whatever, whatever, you know, type of thing. And so I just had that realization because I feel like sometimes people aren't, I guess, welcoming. Not that they have to be, but it just is that it is that way. And that's why most of the time I kind of keep a lot of shit to myself, because I just kind of think about it and try to kind of like use it like Play-Doh and kind of mold it and see what it turns into. And then if I like it, keep it. If not, whatever, break it up, make something new. So, but that happened and everything was just going on. Man, I was so fucking happy for this Grand Theft Auto Definitive Edition to come out, but shit hit the fucking fan. Now, this is the video game segment of the podcast, so excuse me for a moment. So, grew up on Grand Theft Auto 3 for the PlayStation 2, loved it, hit me like at the right time where I was like, wow, this is, revelation, this is like crazy, and it's like super dope, and played that for I don't know how long. And then also Vice City, San Andreas, grew up, it was just the stuff that I grew up on. So I'm very nostalgic about it. So then Rockstar, the company who made that game, was like, hey, we're remaking it, but we're upgrading the graphics and we're upgrading everything so that way it looks brand new. Brand new spanking new. Well, as you have it, it came out, people bought it. And then there was a bunch of glitches, a bunch of shit that just was not addressed, that was messing up. It was wonky. Very bad. Very bad. And then I think it was like, they took it down for like people who have it on PC. They took it down for like 2 or 3 days. Now it's back. I don't know if it's still wonky, but it's back. So now, you know, I kind of want to wait maybe like a little bit more just to make, see if they got to update it to where it's like playable, which it is still playable, but it's just like a lot of wonky shit going on. Excuse me. So that was cool. And then I think since I'm recording this, I'm actually watching somebody play this right now. Halo Infinite came out. So I was big into Halo 2. So that's like super dope. And it looks like crazy. It looks really dope. Looks polished. Looks what you would want a video game to be. So think about picking that up. But I'm trying to think, is there anything else I want to talk about? Because, I mean, we're at the end of the year. It's almost fucking Thanksgiving. We're about, what, a week and a half? Let me look at my fucking calendar. We're almost a week away, about a week and a half. God damn. No, I'm sorry. It's a week and 2 days away as I'm recording this. Shit is wild. Can you believe it? It's basically the end of 2021. Now we're about to go in 2022. Skip-a-doo, whatever. And, you know, I'm telling you right now, sometimes I kind of get like scared because I feel like time's going by. I kid you not, everybody has the same amount of time. But it just feels like time's going by fast, because as you get older, you get a lot busier. It's just a perspective, because when you're a kid, that shit is slow as fuck. I felt like I was in my teens forever. But we all get the same amount of time. And so enjoy it, because next thing you know, it's going to be fucking 2023. And then 2024, and we're going to have flying cars nowhere near soon, but that's my dream. And yeah, just make the most of it. I think this might be the end of the podcast. Let me think. Oh, boy. I tell you, I'm not going to lie to you. It feels funny just having these conversations by myself, because this is basically what I sound like when I'm talking to myself. It's almost like I'm, you know, you ever give yourself an interview if you ever became famous? Oh, my God, how did you do it? what do you think was going on? Oh, well, you know, it was just all the nights I was hungry. I was, you know, I wanted somebody to know how great I was. You know, that's what it kind of feels like. That's how I talk to myself most of the time. And I'm always just making a bunch fun of a bunch of jokes or a bunch of people and stuff. So, but it is what it is. But I think that's the end of the podcast. I think that was a good one. I gave you 30 minutes. You know, that's probably how long these podcasts will be on Saturdays. So just remember, probably starting this Saturday. We'll see whether or not I think it will come out Saturday. So it'll be Wednesdays and Saturdays. I'm gonna drop an episode. So I think I should have one on Saturday. Don't hold me to it. But I know I'll have one on Wednesday. If not, you'll fucking see. You'll see on Spotify or wherever you listen to the podcast. So I'm gonna start doing two, just because, like, if I can talk to more people, why not? Because it's always good to learn from other people. But if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, please rate, review, and subscribe. Really appreciate I really appreciate it, and it helps us reach new listeners. If you're watching it on YouTube, please subscribe if you haven't already. That really means a lot to me. And make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at Afternoon Programming, and then also on TikTok. I made a TikTok where I post clips on there. So Afternoon Programming, because, you know, I gotta fucking try to keep up with the kids and shit. So follow me there, and I will catch y'all on Wednesday. Peace.